Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast.
Bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
All right, we're getting into it with, I'll just be perfectly blunt, another blasé Sunday of NFL action. I was hyped for the games to start, and then we actually got the games we got, and like, Callie, I got my dad on the line here. You know, what do you want to call that Minnesota performance against the Packers? Because no show is the only thing I could say that comes to mind was like because you got the no show or the El Foldo.
I'm telling you, every time Minnesota gets faced with these tests, they fail, and they fail badly. Because I don't understand how you're supposed to be, you know, you have a chance because you knew Philadelphia had lost. So you still had a chance where you hey, wait a minute, the number one seed could still be up for grabs. Because I don't know if Jalen's playing next week. You know, so to me, they should have come out firing on all cylinders. And instead, I mean, it's another dud. It's just like the Thanksgiving Day game. You know, they get punched in the mouth, and they run home crying.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. The Vikings gave actually less effort than the Colts did against the Giants today. Because we know the Colts are tanking. We know the Colts are tanking.
Hey. Don't be saying that.
Oh yeah. It was a dominating Giants performance against a team that was not actually competing, but it was dominant.
Hey, it's supposed to be a secret. don't be saying that the cause is tanking. It's supposed to be a secret.
Yeah, it's so hush hush. They named Jeff Saturday head coach because he wanted to restore the honor of losing horribly the way the Colts used to before Peyton Manning got there.
They're thinking about keeping him on.
I said this. I think Jeff Saturday has done a good job of tanking that. They may keep him on so he could tank again next year and get some more draft picks for them.
Yeah, we need picks.
Because yeah. With the picks they traded between the Matt Ryan trade and the Carson Wentz trade before that, they actually need more picks. So the crazy part is Jeff Saturday could actually hold on to that job, even though every conceivable measure Jeff Saturday. The only win he has is against Josh McDaniels, which actually doesn't count.
I don't know. That Colts team, like I said, we know they can't lose enough. But his game management and stuff, he hasn't shown me much. I thought he would have been, you know, maybe if he goes into the off season and studies and stuff, but you know, it's besides the fact that they're tanking, he hasn't really looked like a head coach with some of his play calling and his decision making. You know, so that I don't know. I don't know if you're gonna be able to sell that to people that you're keeping them on. You know, I mean, hey, you know, it's the NFL and these owners. You can talk as much as you want, but they'll do what they want. You know.
Oh yeah, no, that's why I think Jim Mercer may keep him on.
Oh yeah. He can make a case for it. you know.
But, you know, just we'll shift the focus to this Sunday night football game because we got an interesting scenario here. Because you got the Steelers and the Ravens, where the Ravens are favored at home, but they're only favored by 2. And we saw this Steelers team almost lose at home to the Raiders, the aforementioned Raiders. And, yeah, I know people are going to say because the Raiders played well today against the Niners were sleepwalking through that game. That Raiders team ain't any good. Here's the long and short of it. I'm looking at it. It's a weird one because the Ravens don't really improve based off of how some of these games went. Yeah, they could technically, the Ravens do have a chance at winning the division if Cincinnati loses tomorrow against the Bills. Like they do have a chance of winning the division. Now, the weird part is, you know, I keep looking at it and I'm saying to myself, yeah, they have a chance of winning the division, but you don't have Lamar. Like, Mark Andrews, every time I see Mark Andrews, he looks hurt. So, you know, it's a weird one because technically, yeah, they can win tonight, but it doesn't like it doesn't actually settle the division. If the Bengals lose tomorrow, and if the Ravens were to lose tonight, and the Bengals were to lose tomorrow, the division is still up for grabs next week. The only thing tonight does is if the Ravens win tonight and the Bengals lose tomorrow, it puts the Ravens back into first place, and then the Bengals have to win it next week head-to-head against the Ravens. So that's what I'm saying. Unless the Bengals beat the Bills tomorrow, and which is possible, they could lock down the division tomorrow if they beat the Bills tomorrow. So, but if you're the Ravens, all right, do we want to like worry about if the Bengals can beat the Bills, or do we focus on, hey, Mark Andrews is completely banged up, Lamar is still out, you know, we want to beat the Steelers, but at the same time we got to get healthy for the playoffs. Like I'm actually getting worried about this game because this line should be higher because of the fact that the Steelers aren't very good. Like this is a 7-8 Steelers team, and they're only a 2-point dog. Like something's up. Like I think Vegas is trying to tell us that they expect the Ravens to start like throttling down and not playing guys the full quarters.
But if I'm the Ravens, and injuries has hit me as much as this year has hit me, you know, they lost their number one receiver. They lost the quarterback. I mean, what are you fighting for? You're in the playoffs. You know, that's a big if that you might be able to win the division if the Bengals... Look, head-to-head, the Ravens have not beaten the Bengals. Bengals had to play the worst game of the season. And right now, the Bengals is playing with a lot of confidence. So...
Yeah, I mean, when they beat the Bengals earlier in the year, it was one of the worst games the Bengals played. Like yeah, it was yeah. The Bengals played like they played like crap.
No, that was
at Baltimore. That was like that 19-17 game like early on in the season. Like, you know,
when the Ravens beat them, it's. They were playing, they lost that to the Ravens, and they lost that stupid game to the Cowboys, which I don't understand what they were doing, you know. So, yeah, but that's before they got into stride. Now, you hoping against hope that you can beat the Ravens next week.
Yeah, because, like, I find myself in a weird spot where...
I don't it's a weird spot. I don't think it's a weird spot because.
I say it's weird because I still keep looking at Kenny Pickett, and I'm like, I don't think this guy's any good. Like, I keep looking at it, like he looks really average, like, but given where we are with quarterback play in the NFL these days, you know, you're just having to live with it.
Look, he was a hometown guy, and the fans wanted him. But I thought it had other guys that I thought was that maybe he'll turn out to be, you know, the problem I have with Pickett is, look, these days in the NFL, size matters with those quarterbacks. I'm telling you, size matters. You know, because every now and then, you know, you want that Josh Allen way. He can rumble for that first down, or push the pile to get, you know, to get that. You know, I think that matters now. And he's not big. And if you're not big, you gotta be really, really talented. And he's not. He's okay. So I don't know. I don't see him as a franchise quarterback. You know, I don't see him as a franchise quarterback. If you have a really good team, I think but the Steelers don't have a good team. So I think for the next couple of years, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, but like that's the thing with this game where it's just like, I keep looking at Pickett. I don't think he's any good, but man, like I'm trying to find like what is the motivation for the Ravens? Because realistically, it's this long shot of winning the division where I still think the Bengals are better than this team, and it's not really that close. Like it's like yeah, you could try to okay. You go all out to beat the Bengals and win the division. Guess what? In that first round, it's likely you're playing the Bengals anyway. Like, that's the weird part with the way this playoff format is set up. There's a real chance, like, they could end up playing the Bengals if they win the division as the top wildcard seed. Whereas, if they just kind of lose out, they could actually end up lose out, okay, worst case, yeah, they end up playing the Bills, but they I don't think they necessarily are worried about playing the Bills, or they get the Jags. I think they would much rather play the Jaguars, or I should say the Titans technically still have a chance of winning that division. But no one actually believes the Titans are winning that division.
give me a break. The Titans may not win another game this year.
Well, it's only one more game, Kelly. So, so you say they may not win another game in 2023? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, because unless they get lucky in the draft and get a really good receiver. That team, anytime you hold Henry in check, that team is doomed. Because you don't have a really great quarterback. And they traded the receivers. They traded your number one receiver. They don't have anybody to throw the ball to. It's crazy. How can you strip down a team like that?
Hey, they got draft picks.
You know,
they got draft picks.
yeah. Derrick Henry is a problem. He's a load. But if you can keep him in check, you know, you can keep him in check because just try and don't let him go north and south all the time. You know, if you get him to have to turn at all. Yeah, you can have him decent, And once you have Henry with decent numbers, you can beat them because they have nothing else.
Yeah. So this is what has me thinking, like kind of getting back to the game where I keep looking at this game and I'm saying to myself, okay, maybe Pickens and Deontay Johnson beat this Ravens secondary deep. And so you end up in a spot where you basically end up with the Ravens are struggling to score, and the Steelers kind of grind out one of these wins where at the end of the day you're wondering how the hell did the Steelers win this game, and it's just by field goals and defense. Because I'm really struggling with this game tonight, because I can literally just see this being a field goal battle between the kickers and the Steelers just like winning like a 13-10 game, and that's just the end of that's just the way this game plays out. And it's like I keep thinking about this. Why would the Ravens risk Mark Andrews in this game tonight, knowing how banged up he is and how vital he is to Lamar's passing game? Like, I keep looking at this and saying, like, I feel as though Mark Andrews, like, yeah, he'll play some snaps, but, like, there's a chance, like, Mark Andrews only plays, like, you know, the first half. Like, it's like, I know, like, people are going to say it's kind of sacrilegious, but it's like, why would you risk Mark Andrews getting hurt any further in this game tonight? Like, that's the thing that keeps gnawing at me with this slate tonight. Because, like, the more I keep thinking about it, the more I keep, like, saying to myself, yeah, this seems like a really stupid idea of risking Mark Andrews getting hurt tonight over a game that, you know, like, just being honest, like, you know, you don't really need if you're the Ravens. You're in the playoffs.
I'm telling you, I think the Raiders are going to rest people tonight because they have lost too many guys, and they're in the playoffs already. It's not like they're fighting for a playoff spot, and that's what you're talking about, winning the division and stuff. It doesn't really guarantee them a better playoff spot. You know, you're not really getting anything out of risking your players tonight. So, you know, we'll see. I think they're going to, even if guys start, I don't think they're going to play for long. You know, if I'm the Ravens, Mark Andrews doesn't play tonight. I'm telling you, I would rest a lot of my starters tonight if I'm the Ravens.
Yeah, because like this is the thing that like bugs me about this game. Because like the more I keep thinking about it, the more I'm looking at this from the standpoint of why are we risk it? Like why would you risk the injury? It's like it doesn't really jive. Like, why would you risk getting either one of these guys hurt tonight? Why would you risk it getting him hurt any further tonight? Because you don't need it.
It makes absolutely no sense, you know, risking your number one status tonight. Yeah, so we'll see. They're
going to
bring out the lineups. So
yeah, I mean everyone's active. It's like no one's really inactive.
They're active, but I don't think, you know, guys may, like I said, guys may start, but you gotta make sense, and it makes no sense for the Ravens to be trying to, you know, bring out their starters and playing them right through to win this game. Because you don't benefit anything. Even if you win the division, you don't really benefit. Because like I say, you may wind up playing the Bengals again. And you know how tough it is to beat a team twice in a row. So I don't see how it benefits the Ravens to do that.
Yeah, this is just a weird game. It's like the more I keep looking at this, the more I keep saying it's like Tyler Huntley is going to be the Ravens' offense. They're going to try to run the ball with Dobbins and the other backs, but it's like Gus Edwards is back healthy. They're giving him carries. It's Dobbins. Huntley's going to carry the ball. Like, I think the Ravens are just going to keep this game on the ground and see if they can bust open a couple of big runs on the Steelers and just play field position and try to kick some field goals with Tucker. Actually, that's the other thing that like is kind of bizarre about this game. The last couple of weeks, I'm not sure if you've been noticing it, but for whatever reason, the Ravens have not been able to block, do proper blocking on their field goal attempts.
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, Tucker's been getting his kicks blocked, and it's not like he's kicking it low. They just can't protect the field goal kick. So, like, this is one of those weird ones where it's like, all right, we don't like them to, like, play their starters. We think they're going to play field position, but even when they're trying to kick field goals, they've been getting them blocked lately because the blocking's been so terrible. Like, I don't know, like, when I started today, I thought for sure, as bad as I think the Steelers team is, and as much as Tomlin tries to will this team to victory, like, I thought this was a clear-cut, you know, Ravens win an ugly game over the Steelers, and it's low-scoring. Now, the more I keep looking at it, it's like, yeah, they could win it ugly, but it's way more likely that the Steelers are the team that's pushing the tempo, and trying to get the win, and the Ravens are more like, yeah, we're gonna try to manage, but it's like I kind of worry about the Ravens, the usual attempt where like they try to kick field goals, and you know with T.J. Watt back and T.J. Watt plays special teams, if you were getting your kicks blocked by the Raiders who haven't been playing that well on the defensive line, what are you going to do against Steel? Like, this is why I keep looking at this game. I'm like, this feels like a trap game. The more I keep thinking about this game, this feels like a trap game. Even though I know the Steelers aren't very good, I don't see the motivation for the Ravens. Outside of the hate the Steelers. But it's like, hate alone isn't going to win you a Super Bowl. Like, you got to, like, strategically plan how you're going to keep your guys healthy for the playoff run. And that's where I'm a little worried about the Ravens, where they got to try to manage this situation as best they can.
I don't see the Ravens, you know, making sense bringing out all the starters on, you know. Playing every, because this game is more important to the Steelers than it is to the Ravens. That's the way I see it. You know, although with this Steelers team, if Mike Tomlin actually managed to get this team with a winning record or not a losing record, you know, he'll be coach of the year, because this Steelers team is not good.
Well,
on top of that, they had a lot of injuries.
Well, I'll say this further. He should be coach of the year, and he won't even finish in the top five. I'll put it to you that way. He should be coach of the year, and he won't finish in the top five.
Because this Steelers team has nothing, really. You know. So, you know, it's if you think about it, you know, And they had guys hurt all over the place. So, and they void of talent. The Steelers doesn't have a lot of talent on this team. You know, but, I mean, they play hard, and that's all you can say. You know.
Yeah, that's the bizarre part about this game is I could see the scenario where, you know, you get I could see this scenario, like, to your point, the Steelers find a way of winning this game, and people then start asking, why didn't Mark Andrews play more? And because realistically, in my head, if the Ravens were going all out, Mark Andrews would be the focal point in the offense, and they figure out a getaway. But it's like, why are they trying to focus on getting the win here? Like, it's the thing that keeps bugging me the most. It's like, realistically, there's not nearly enough reason for the Steelers. I mean, the Ravens to like try to go out to win this game.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. So anyway, Kelly. Yeah. I gotta get on out of here, but we'll catch up during the game. But thanks for the call.
Okay. All right. Okay. Later.
Take it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a weird slate. The more I keep thinking about it, it's like I can't find a compelling reason for the Ravens to actually risk Mark Andrews. Because in my head originally, this was a Mark Andrews build with, as the captain, you play Huntley, you play the defenses, and maybe you use a kicker. But the more I kept thinking about it, I think we got to flip the script and either you go Deontay Johnson or George Pickens in the captain. You know that it's not going to be that much from either quarterback, but I still think with the Ravens secondary, you prioritize Pickett over Tyler Huntley. But yeah, I don't necessarily think you need to play. And I know the kickers, it technically makes the most sense to play the kickers. It makes the most sense to play the kickers. But, as I said, I'm kind of worried about, like, the Ravens being able to protect the kicks from Justin Tucker. They've been getting blocked, and getting blocked clean. Like, it's not just that they've been getting blocked. They've been getting blocked clean. And the Steelers are better pass rush than the Raiders. So I'm looking at it as Deontay Johnson or George Pickens in the captain, Kenny Pickett. We can play both defenses and go from there. Yeah. It's a weird one. It's a weird one tonight. So I'm gonna go and get on out of here because we don't have that much time until kickoff. So get this episode uploaded for you guys to digest it through the thought process. But it's a weird one tonight because realistically, I had a one-way thinking that this was going to be all Ravens. And the more I kept looking at how the scenario played out today for the playoffs, there really isn't that much incentive for the Ravens to go for the jugular against the Steelers other than we hate the Steelers, but hate's not enough if you're trying to win a title. It's like you got to keep Lamar healthy with as many weapons healthy as possible. To me, like, kind of giving a couple of quarters and then, like, easing out the starters, like, don't play them full snaps, that makes way more sense. I know it's Steelers-Ravens, and, like, the Ravens fans won't like to hear, but I think it, like, using more caution might make the most sense for the Ravens, given the situation you got with Lamar already. So, yeah, that's all I got. We'll look at the Steelers tentatively to win this game and, yeah, do more Steeler builds in terms of the DFS outlook. So that's all I got. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.